Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, it's a bit early, but it's a nice Sunday morning. It's going to warm up today to be enjoyable out there. Looking like it's going to be probably one of the last high 60s days we get till next year, maybe, at least in this New England area. And after this, it's looking like it's going to temperature-wise drop. So today's probably one of the best days to finish up a lot of the projects out there in the garden, cleaning up, you know. I'm noticing myself, some of the perennials are starting to die back a bit, right? So, it's about that time to start cleaning up. You know, still, some of them are still going strong, so those are the ones we kind of let go. But, fall is really upon us, right? We've been getting good amount of rain, good amount of, you know, cooler temperatures, so our plants are starting to feel it, our lawns are feeling it, our gardens are feeling it. It's definitely something that, you know, our gardens are doing better because of the weather, right? You know, the weather that we had this summer comparatively is just so much different, and our gardens are thanking us right now for this weather. The amount of rain we've been having is just incredible compared to what we had during the summer, right? Now, if you look at just comparatively, it's just like night and day. And things are starting to really look so much better going into the winter, which makes me feel better for our plants going forward, right? With that drought conditions, all of those things, you look at the plants and you kind of worry for next year. How's it going to make it through the winter? And, you know, I'm feeling better going into the winter season with the amount of rain we've been having. And what it's like for our plants. It's been a good thing to have. So it's definitely something to continue to monitor as we go into that winter season. But it is definitely so much better than it was in the past couple months, right? So, still in a area where it is considered a significant drought, but better than It has been. A lot of Massachusetts is in a mild drought, but the Cape and the Northeast region, which is kind of like Middlesex County and a few others, those are still in the significant drought, but it's looking better. It's just getting better. So this is good. That update was really a week ago, so you never know what could happen because of the based on what I see, things have changed a bit. Anyways, we talk a lot about this just because of how good it is for our garden. Obviously, we don't have to spend the time watering. We don't have to do those things. But a lot of times what it's doing is getting our plants with that moisture in the ground and into the root system, into the plant, to keep them going through the winter months. The one thing about winter that we worry about are the winter winds, the cool temperatures, because what happens is with those winds is it dries out our plants. Now, if you were to look at our plants and see before they were, when they were really dry, if they were to be the winter winds to dry them out, that would be bad for the plants as they would have no moisture by any means. So obviously rain is good. We know that, it doesn't take a, scientific experiment to figure that out. But the fact of the matter is the more we can get, the better off for our plants long term. Now, the next couple weeks, we should really look at making sure we keep watering our garden, especially plants that we just put in this season. Watering until the ground freezes is so important. The other thing we should be thinking about doing for our evergreens and even some of our new hydrangeas and even roses, spraying with a wilt proof or a wilt stop type product. These products hold the moisture in, right? So we've talked about the moisture and watering, continuing to water, but let's keep it in there. And that's by using these products, wilt proof or wilt stop. Now, one of the things about it is you need to spray when the temperatures are above 40 to 45 degrees. Now, if you watch the weather, we have a couple weeks left of that. So that's why we kind of look at doing it now versus waiting, right? A lot of these products will last 3-4 months. So that usually leaves, if we were to do it now, that's about middle of January, middle of February, when you would need to spray again just to get through that winter months. But that's usually about the time we get a random warm-up, right? We always get a random warm-up, usually in January or February, where the temperatures are above 40 degrees for a day or two, right? So it allows you to spray again. But these are all things we need to start thinking about doing now. Taking a look at the long-term weather forecast, making sure you have some of these days saying, all right, yep, probably around Halloween, maybe I can spray to get you that little extra time by using that wilt-proof wilt stop. So it holds that moisture in because the winter winds, right, are just going right through our plants. The ground is frozen. They can't easily hold the moisture into the soil. And it's just in the leaves. And the wind can dry it out. Now, by using the wilt-proof or wilt-stop, it holds that moisture in. What it does is it puts a protective coating on the outside of the leaves. So then when that wind happens, right, the wind actually just hits the leaf and kind of goes around it, right? That's the easy way to explain it. But it protects it. It's like putting a windbreaker on your evergreens. Now, you heard me mention putting it on hydrangeas or roses, right? It's not something that's usually discussed because we talk about it for evergreens, because those are the leaves that are sitting out there. But a number of years ago, my father brought this up and said, you know, if I spray some of the hydrangea tips or the roses where you've made the cuts, it's going to hold that moisture in there and protect the buds for next season. You know, the buds I haven't formed, they're forming next season, but this just holds the moisture in the plant. So it is something to think about. You know, it isn't something that you readily say on the bottle, like, oh, spray your hydrangea, spray this. No, it's something just to think about. So just some thoughts. You know, we can discuss this and more as time goes on the show today. I believe we're doing about 8 o'clock for Karen from Natural Alternatives is going to join us. And we will have her on to discuss a number of things. And we'll start talking a little bit towards the end here about ice melt, right? We got to get ready for it. It's on its way. It's going to happen. We just got to think about it. Anyways, if you have some questions, you can call us. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now we're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few moments here to answer more of your gardening questions. So stay tuned. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, Al, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right into that. Nathan, who's up first today?
Bob's in New Hampshire.
Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
Over the last couple of years, due to drought, I lost some fair patch sizes of grass, and I've been trying to reseed them. But during the summer, when it was so dry, I didn't do anything, and I had a constant battle with weeds all summer long. I dig them up, get more coming. You know, I've never let seeds, grass, weeds go to seed, but they still seem to be seeds there. And I think some of the topsoil I brought in has weed seeds in it as well. But anyway, the problem right now is I've started reseeding, but I'm getting carpeted with these tiny little weed seedlings. There's some type of weed that germinates in the fall. Will probably overwinter and be roaring to go in the spring. And I'd like to know what kind of weed killer, if anything, I can apply at or right after seeding grass.
Well, so that's one of the hard parts, right, is when you seed, it's not the easiest to kill weeds because the new grass that is popping out is so new that a lot of the weed killers don't know the difference, right? And so it'll affect it that way. The only real like weed preventer that you can put down when you seed is usually a crabgrass control. Right. That's the only one that I've seen out there that comes as a like weed killer as you seed.
But will you know, that kill broadleaf weeds?
It doesn't, unfortunately. That's the problem, right?
But what type of weeds could these be? The tiny, I don't know what they are yet because they're still in a very tiny little stage. But there's just zillions of them, and they're going to outcompete the grass because the grass takes so slow to germinate and get going.
Well, so it's there are a number of weeds out there that could be popping up. Now, does it have like a blade like a grass?
Or right now, it's just tiny little green leaves. You know, it's a broadleaf weed. It's not a grass. And it's, like I say, they're very small, but they're just almost carpeting the soil. And,
now, is it...
Until I let them grow, I wouldn't know what they are until I could identify them. You know, earlier in the year, I've had all kinds of, you know, I've had speedwells and carpet weed, prostrate spurge, chickweed, crabgrass, but I don't think it's any of those. It could possibly be chickweed. When does chickweed germinate?
So that's the thing, right? Some of these like the cooler temperatures, so it could be like a chickweed. It could be like a bittercrest or a there's a couple other out there. I'm trying to think off the top of my head here. Like a bittercrest. Is it starting like a? I'm just trying to so I can kind of break it down a little bit. Is it start in the center and like leaf out from there with multiple like almost branches, but they're not branches, obviously.
Right now it's just in this tiny little seedling stage, you know. And trying to dig them out, it's just.
You have
to remove them all because I'm afraid. I've had the experience in the past where I've, you know, in my like my vegetable garden where I go out and use like a hula hoe on weeds.
Yeah.
But if you don't break those up and remove them, those damn things just re-root themselves. You know,
well, understandably so. You know, the downfall is if a lot of these things, a lot of weed killers or anything, even like a liquid form,
yeah.
They state right on the bottle, do not spray on newly seeded for at least 14 to 21 days.
Yeah,
right?
Some of them say not to use more than X many times a year or two.
Exactly. So one of the things that, you know, I would think about, and we can discuss on the other side of the break, because I want you to hang tight so we can try to figure this out, is just what else we can do to get through this. So hang tight with me.
Right.
For everyone else, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone Fertilizer has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News.
Republican Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich has asked the IRS and FBI to review the financials of the conservative nonprofit group True the Vote for allegedly raising money on false statements about widespread voter fraud in the 2020 election. Los Angeles County is launching mobile medical clinics for the homeless. Dr. Mehmet Oz says he's supporting President Joe Biden on marijuana pardons and opposes federal mandatory minimum prison sentences. The GOP nominee for Senate in Pennsylvania spoke in an interview with NBC News.
If going to jail for marijuana is not a wise move for the country.
So you support the president's move there?
I think the move is a rational move, yeah.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Bob in regards to his lawn, and he, you know, has been working on it and working on it and trying to get it really to thrive. Obviously, drought conditions have caused some issues, but he's looking to seed again, and these small little weeds are popping through and making it hard for him to really get through and take care of it. So, yeah.
There's one other question I was thinking of on the break.
Sure.
The other thing is, where I have seeded, like this last rainfall, we got, I think I got 3.7 inches of rain in one day. And where I have seeded, a lot of the seeds sort of floated back up to the surface.
Yep.
Is that a typical problem?
Yeah, because what's happening with so much rain happening at once, the rain pounds down onto the soil,
yep,
and pushes it kind of down a bit, and it causes that to happen. Now, so I was thinking about it during the break, and a couple things that kind of came to mind. Sometimes weeds will pop through when there is a part of like the fertilization, like a nitrogen, phosphorus, or potassium is too heavy in the soil where it's maybe stuck, right? And it's not moving through. And the other thing that kind of came to mind was with the extreme drought that we went through and then rain happening, what'll happen is the ground becomes very compact, and will almost get it like kind of stuck. So I'm wondering, just in, you know, as part of it, just thinking that maybe the ground has become too compact and things have kind of gotten stuck, which is causing these weeds to grow, which is something that we could take care of to allow the longer term effects of the seeding to be successful, right? So I'm wondering, is there something along the lines can we do to break up that soil, which there is, right?
Some patches where there were large patches and not just spotty patches, I did turn the soil over.
And one of the
to loosen it up.
And that's a good thing, but I'm also thinking further down, because what happens when we lose that water table, right? It goes further and further down, which means that it's a deeper, dry spot. And so, you know, just the, you know, when you said that the, you know, we had all that rain and the seed floated to the top, if you will, it made me think of it as maybe there's a lot of compaction just underneath that we can't see. And so what I'd like to see you do is use something along the lines like a pelletized gypsum, maybe a fast-acting gypsum, like a sulfur out of natural alternative, right?
I put some of that down in the past.
And what I'd look to see you do is do it in, like, three applications. You could put one down now and then do a couple in the spring, 6 weeks apart. And what will happen is, you know, helping break that down is going to release some of the other fertilizers there. Now, I, you know, you take care of your lawn, so it makes me kind of assume, you know, you've been fertilizing, doing those types of things. And with a drought that we've gotten, you know, sometimes those, the nutrients, no matter what we're doing, kind of get trapped. So it's making me think that the nutrients are there, but they can't be used by the lawn. So the weeds, which don't really enjoy good fertilizer, you know, they don't need the nutrients in the soil, are going to thrive more.
They seem to thrive in the drought, too.
And that's the thing, right? Because they don't need all the nutrients that a lawn does. They don't need that pH level to be in the mid-6s. And so with the drought, no matter what we've done, it kind of compacts everything and pulls the nutrients away. So, go ahead.
A question on grass. On grass, there are places where there's patchy clumps of grass, but it does not spread.
Yep.
It doesn't tiller out to fill in the empty spots. And the only thing I can find is, like, get something like creeping red fescue.
Yep.
But I don't find that in many of the mixes I look at.
Yeah, so the creeping, yeah, it's usually a lower number, too, on there, like a percentage-wise. It's not like a large percentage, too. That's the other thing.
Yep.
You know, I would almost look online to see if you could purchase individual seed styles. Sometimes you can just find it where you could add it to your mix, like the creeping red fescue, or any of the chewings type fescue. So a chewings type fescue will also creep as well. So those
is
two.
That
right,
creep, is that creep? You know, I read about stolons and rhizomes. And
yeah.
Stolons run across the top of the ground.
Exactly, and it'll start to.
Under, so does the chewings, which does that do?
It'll do around the same style, right? It is a creeping type.
But is it by rhizomes or stolons? Do you know?
To be honest, I don't know the answer off the top of my head right now. I'd have to look that one up.
You know, I know about this online thing because all the good garden stores that used to be in my area have all gone out of business.
Yep.
And big box stores just don't have the depth of inventory that the garden
stores have. No, definitely. You know, I'd have to look online, but you know, one of the things to find the red fescue, you're really looking for a company that's out of, like, Oregon, right?
Yeah.
Oregon is one of the best areas for grass seed to come out of.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just quickly looking as we discuss, you know, Ernst.
What kind of grass do golf courses use?
They'll use a mixture depending upon, you know, where it is. But some of them will have like a zoysia grass. Some of them will have a Bermuda grass. Some will have more like fescue straight up, just depending upon the part of the course that they're using it on. But so one of the things here, I just quickly looked up, but Ernst Seeds, so Ernst Seeds is a good company to look at. They actually will sell like a creeping red fescue on its own.
Yeah.
You know, and they have a good range for it. So definitely something to look at if you're looking for like a creeping type.
But anyway, right now with this weed problem, I'll just have to try and cope with it the best I can, I guess.
Yeah, so unfortunately, just looking at it, it's there's no easy way to get rid of it without hurting the brand new lawn that you've put down.
I've even tried before planting is using a weed burner, but it's slow going. It's amazing how resistant some of those weeds are to a weed burner. I mean, you would think they couldn't possibly survive, but they do.
Yeah, some of these, you know, they, you know, depending upon what stage they are in, some will actually be like, have already gone to the seed stage and already popped some of it, and it's like, no matter what you do, it comes back.
Just the plants you hit with the torch, you know, they kind of shrivel a bit, and then you think you've killed them, but they somehow survive.
Yeah, there is some of them that will just continue to go because it's almost like you're, you know, stunting them, cutting them back a bit, doing that type of thing for them. You know, it's a lot of this with the weeds growing, I believe, has a lot to do with your soil, too. Yeah. And I know you've fertilized, done these things. What I might suggest doing...
I think some of the topsoil I use, I'm pretty sure topsoil comes loaded with weeds. I got a whole issue with topsoil anyway. Most of them are trash, but so I have to screen them to get all the junk out.
One of the things I'd look for you to do if you haven't already is get a soil sample taken.
Yeah.
See where the levels that you're at, because that could be part of it. The other thing is, instead of just putting some of the topsoil down, I do recommend using like a any type of organic matter over the top as well, adding that to the soil. The organic matter is going to help just really enrich the soil so that it is, you know, a nice sweeter soil for the seed. You know, for some of this, just based on drought, based on all the different things, you know, you might have been fertilizing for a number of years, but your lawn just kind of now is kind of stuck because of the compaction caused from the drought. Yeah. So looking at a soil sample might get you some better ideas of what's really going on in there. And I think that's part of it.
Question about wheat. Like I said, I've been pretty conscientious about not letting any weeds ever go to seed.
Yep.
But boy, they just, even like in my vegetable garden where I can really weed to my heart's content, and those tiny weeds just keep coming and coming and coming and coming. And those seeds have to have been there for 50 or 60 years at least that I've lived here.
Well, so, you know, part of it is, you know, I don't know how close the neighbors are, but weed seeds can fly in through the wind. So you could be doing some of that.
I'm pretty well separated from.
Plants that you bring in, say you brought in small plants, could have something in it.
Yeah.
You know, it's not easy to just completely eradicate weed seeds without.
Plus, I've noticed I do some work here in my own garden, and then I do some work of volunteer on a garden in the town, and I've seen weeds showing up that I'd never seen before. You know, like prostrate spurge didn't used to be a big problem, but in the last year or two, it's just everywhere, you know. And that stuff is really tough to deal with. I don't know, it's just some sort of natural cycle these things are going through, I guess.
Well, I think it's that, and I think, you know, just the off and on drought / rain that we've had, you know, can move some of these things around. So, I mean, if you think about it, when we get a major drought and then we get a heavy rain, you know, it doesn't flood, but it almost does. And it can move weed seeds from areas, you know, from the woods into the areas that they normally aren't. So that could be a lot of what's going on is it's the off and on struggle going back and forth. So, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if that has something to do with it. Obviously, you know, you're doing a lot to combat it. But the thing is I think without looking at like a soil sample of seeing what else is going on under there, there might be – another issue that we just don't know, and that's what's causing some of these weeds to really thrive.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's one thing I just would suggest, so we can see where we're at, what level we're at, so that we can build off of that.
But that's sort of for next year.
Well, yeah, and so this is
pretty late now.
Well, this is the thing, right? If you think about it, next year, right in the spring, everybody is going to try and do a soil sample early.
Yeah.
So I'd almost suggest trying to get that soil sample done now so that you're ready for the spring. So when the spring hits, before a lot of germination happens, you know what you need to do. So if you have time to do it now versus waiting till the spring. All right?
Okay, I won't take any more of your time, but thanks a lot, Ben.
All right, Bob, have a great rest of your day. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional choice for quality and durability. And now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the 9 pattern revolver spray gun. Use a Color Storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Vonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and it will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject
subject to borrower and property qualifications.
Not all borrowers will qualify.
Terms and conditions apply.
Equal housing opportunity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we do have another call on the line, so I want to get right back into that. Nathan, who's up next?
George is in Londonderry.
George, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I've got another lawn question.
All right.
Over the summer, with the hot weather, above my septic system, the grass completely burned out. Past Monday, I had topsoil brought in and seeded it. Grass is starting to grow. With the weather changing, am I going to be successful, or am I going to be reseeding come spring?
Well, I think honestly, you can be successful, but there's a few things that, you know, you could do to help that process. Now, what I'd like to see you do is, you know, with the cool temperatures on the horizon, especially more overnight, is there's a couple products out there that you can use to help keep the, you know, the ground temperature a little bit warmer, right? And that would be one of the products would be like a seeding mulch, which looks like little pellets that you could throw over the entire lawn, entire area that you have seeded, right? And what it does when it gets wet, it kind of creates a mulch over the top of it and keeps the same temperatures for the lawn itself. It also is biodegradable, so it's not like it's just going to sit there. You're not going to see, like, just these, pellets all over the lawn.
Right, that's like a big, it acts like a big mat, I guess, right?
Exactly. Now, there's also a couple other options. There's a straw that has no weed seeds in it. Couple out there, lucerne hay. It's like a straw. There's also an easy straw that has no weed seeds, but it also has what they call a tackifier, which holds down on those areas. There's also, it helps on slopes, but it's got like a roll where you can roll it out and it's straw the same way. But it'll hold over an area to keep those temperatures warm. But I would definitely look at doing something along those lines, especially when the lawn.
Yeah, no weeds.
But especially when the new blades of grass are so young, right? They're, it's something to keep an eye on to help protect them, and that's why I'd be looking at something along those lines, like that straw, that hay. The other thing, you could look at is if we are getting like a frost, an area that is newly seeded, like one of the areas that might be the newest, if you will, where it's really just starting to germinate, you could almost put like a blanket over the top for the night. The sky's kind of the limit on how to protect it. But I think,
I mean, like a simple sheet on top of it would.
Yeah, so what it does
is, keep the ground warm enough to germinate and keep the grass growing?
Yeah, so what it kind of does is it keeps the ground temperature a couple degrees warmer. It also keeps the frost, that cool temperature, off of the blades of grass for overnight, because what it, it's keeping that off of the actual grass. And what happens is when the frost hits, it sits on there, almost creates like an ice over the new blades of grass, and then can kill it that way. So that's an option, especially some of the areas that maybe are just starting to pop up.
I'm just getting it now.
Yeah, so
they're just, I'm just getting a little bit now, and I'm hoping, it continues, and praying that we have decent weather this week, but it's not looking that way.
Well, so, the temperatures might drop a little bit, but as long as it's not below 32, I think you're really doing okay. But I think, just based on what I'm seeing, it's going to be in the 30s, but nothing crazy, crazy freezing, which will give it some time to germinate and do what you're looking for. So if you use one of those options, it should really help you out to at least get it so that the root system has become a little bit stronger. And that's what we're looking for, too. It's not just about what we're seeing up above. We're looking for down below for those to help. Now, I have to hit a break, obviously. If you want, hang tight. We'll answer some more questions on the other side of the break.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.